come from a place of hunger. It's going to place of thirstiness. It's going to come from a place of declaring nothing else matters but you, God. Lord, I desire you to touch my neighbor. I desire you to move in our finances. I desire, God, Lord, you to heal the sick. Bless those that are around us, God, Lord. Heal those ones that have been hurt and betrayed and broken, God. Lord, I want to see a pouring out of your spirit like never before, God. Lord, I want to see the lame walk. I want to see the blind see. Hallelujah. I want to see those that couldn't walk jump up and leap in the name of Jesus. That you get the glory, that you get the honor, that those who are in the world will stand with their mouths wide open and say, hallelujah, nothing else but Jesus. This wasn't a church, this wasn't a man, but this was Jesus, hallelujah. It's a move, hallelujah, of the Spirit of God. God, Lord, we're hungry for you. You're hungry for Him tonight? Come on, you're hungry for God? I'm hungry for Jesus. Oh, come on. Put your hands on your heart. Come on. Put your hands on your heart. God, Lord, put a hunger in my heart. Say it tonight. Put a hunger in my heart. Come on, everybody. Put your hands on your heart. Say, Lord, if you're hungry for God, Lord, let there be a hunger within me like never before, God. Whoa, move inside me, God. Move in my heart, to God. Move, God. Let there be a hunger like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Bless your neighbor. You may have a seat. Come on. Give God glory. Give God praise because He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of it all. Tell someone He's worthy of it all. Oh, come on. Somebody shout it out. He's worthy of it all.
Worthy of it all.
There we go. Come on. There we go. He's worthy of it all. There's nobody like my Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. I worship unashamed. Come on, I worship unashamed. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody done me like Jesus. Come on. What He's done for me, He set me free. Hallelujah. He broke the chains of bondage on me. Hallelujah. He broke, hallelujah, those of sin and death. Hallelujah. The penalty that was upon me, He took it for me. Amen. He received all that I had coming. Amen. He took it. Amen. And He blesses me. The wind's coming. Tell someone the wind's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Amen. You ready to worship? You ready to read Him the Word tonight? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I was sitting in my office, and I'll share this at the end, but my wife confirmed it in me when I was down there. God spoke and gave me a scripture right before I came up. Put this scripture in my heart, and I want you to hear it tonight. Amen. As I end the service tonight, I want you to catch it. I want you to grab it. Amen. Believe it and take hold of it in your hearts. The Word of God is alive. Man. Man, I tell you what, it quickens me. It moves me. It gives me life. It's my bread. Amen. It's what I eat. It's what gives me life. It causes me to come alive. Amen. It's God's Word. I just pray every time. I want you to understand something. Every time I take hold of this Word, I ask God to enlighten me. Amen. To give me a revelation. The Bible says this. It says that the morning star shall rise. When the morning star shall rise. And what that speaks of is this. Is when you read the Word of God, the morning star, who's Jesus Christ, will arise. I want you to know there's something powerful whenever you're reading the Word of God and the morning star rises up within you and you get a revelation of the Word. I want you to know it'll change you. It'll loose you. It'll bring you forth, hallelujah, in victory when you take hold of that Word. It's the Word of God. Jesus spoke the Word to those that were around Him, those that were sick. It didn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing right now, our God's bigger. Our God's greater. His Word is powerful. His Word is mighty. It breaks chains. It loosens us. Amen. Whatever has tried to grip you, I want you to know that it's powerful. That you feed your mind. Begin to be renewed in your mind as you take hold of it. Let the morning star rise. Amen. Let Him rise up within you. Amen. So we've been talking about us. 1 Samuel. I'm going to turn that just a hair. Turn that back. Are you okay? I'm going to turn it like this so it gets my back. I'm a sweaty mess sometimes. All right. 1 Samuel 30. I want you to catch this. It says, and it came to pass, last week we talked about this, and I just want to add to it a little bit more. Amen. And it says, and it came to pass. Say, it came to pass. Listen, we've expected, and I talked last week that we came and this virus hit us, that it was unexpected. Can you say unexpected? There's some things. Have you ever got something come in your life unexpected? You didn't ask for it. Listen, as a pastor, I face crisis almost every week, not from just myself, but for others, where somebody had an unexpected thing happen in their lives. And sometimes in those moments, those are things that are either going to knock you off your feet or they're going to cause you to root deeper. Come on, tell someone, I'm going to root deeper. I'm going to get a little deeper. I want you to know that this thing came, and I want you to know that God's still in charge, and God's looking for a people to root down a little bit deeper, hallelujah, in who they are in Christ. When the winds blow, that hallelujah, you might lean a little bit. Tell someone, lean a bit. Go ahead and lean just a little bit. But you ain't going to get knocked down. Tell someone, I ain't getting knocked down. I'm not getting knocked down. Do you know what? The palm tree speaks of victory. See, because you know the palm tree, they can take a lot of abuse. They can lean along. They can almost touch the ground. But they come back up again. They get back up again. And it speaks of victory. Woo! It's victory. But I want you to see this and understand that sometimes we face some unexpected things. But I'm mighty in Jesus Christ. Come on. I am mighty. Jesus seen a lot of unexpected things. One of those was His own death. But I want you to know that He might have leaned, but He rose back up again. Hallelujah. He rose back up. There was resurrection life within Him to get Him back up. You got hope. Hallelujah. You got hope. Even unto death, we have hope because of Jesus Christ. I have hope in Him that roots me deep, that no matter what's on the outside, I know that what's working within me is greater than that is on the outside. Hallelujah. Something's working within me. I want you to see this tonight. I want you to take hold of this, because there's some things that don't just splash on you. There's some things that just don't get on you. There's some things that has to rise up within you. Come on, amen. There's been times where that I've been in services and man, I felt that anointing. But see, God wants me to know my anointing. God wants to know the anointing that's within me. Jesus Christ. Christ means the anointed one. And guess what? I'm here to tell you tonight. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory that's within my life, in this earthen treasure, hallelujah, is the hope of glory. It's Christ within me that no matter what I face, hallelujah, I can get back up again because I got resurrection life. I got hope, hallelujah. We're here to shine to those that are lost, to shine and know that they know, hallelujah, there's hope because of who's in you. Hallelujah. That's my opening. Listen, it says in David and his men, they came and something came on them. And it was called, they're called the Amalekites. And the word Amalekite means flesh. Can you say flesh? It means flesh. We had a breakdown, but not a breakdown. We still running? No. Okay, that's right. So here we go. So the Amalekites mean the flesh. Can you say the flesh? That means the flesh. That all of a sudden, I want you to see that sometimes your flesh might get attacked, but we got to recognize the Spirit of God that's within us. See, I want you to know the enemy wants you to get your attention on the outside, but God wants you to get the attention on the inside. It's Christ in us. Hallelujah. It's that hope of glory. Come on, amen. It is the resurrection. And it said it was on the, what day was it? I don't remember. Can you tell me what day? It was on the third day. Can you say third day? I had to check and see how many fingers I had up. Say the third day. Third day speaks of resurrection life. Y'all know you've been going to church long enough that on the third day, hallelujah, Jesus rose from the grave when everybody thought there was no hope. Everybody was running and not looking. They thought it, the enemy thought it was over. He thought he won. But I'm here to tell you, the sun rose up and so did the Son of God. Amen. That He rose from that place of death so that we can have hope in that. And we can know that Jesus says, I've come that you might have hope and have life more abundantly, that this might be in you. That this might be in you. But here it is. I want you to know that in these moments are testing whether or not we are going to move in the flesh of the Spirit. I feel this with all my heart, that there's beginning to be an emphasis on the Spirit of God, because we walk this out by the Spirit. Amen. We walk this out by the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God working within me. Hallelujah. Because I cannot do this by a religious experience, by just going to church. It's got to be the working of the Spirit of God within me. Moving me, quickening in my heart. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not here in competition. I'm going to say it. I'm not in here in competition with God. See, I want you to hear God's voice. I pray that I'm an instrument for God to speak. Hallelujah. But I hope that you hear it in the Spirit. That you just don't know what go with what I say. Amen. Hallelujah. But you go with the Spirit of God that's within you. See, God wants the church to be mature. God wants His people to know that they're mighty. Amen. That they're powerful. That they're awesome. Hallelujah. It's the same in the pulpit to the pew. Amen. From the pew to the pulpit. From the door to the stage. It doesn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. Whether it's in the kitchen or the schoolroom. Hallelujah. We got the same anointing. Hallelujah. And that anointing breaks the yokes. It destroys the yokes. It takes down things that you can't do on your own. I'm here to tell you there's some things that we've tried to do on our own, but I'm going to cause you to recognize tonight it's the Spirit of God that's going to break this yoke. There's some things that you've tried to get over. Some things that might have impacted you a while ago. But it's the Spirit of God that's going to walk you through it. Amen. We choose in those moments. Isaiah 54:14. We can't let in those moments be drained. We can't in those moments that impact us. We can't be drained, but we got to stand up in those moments. We got to get our ear to hear what the Spirit of God's saying in the midst of those things. Can I give you a couple scriptures tonight? Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. Say no weapon. Oh, I'm sorry. It is 14. I'm wrong. In righteousness thou shalt establish. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from the oppression. You shall be far from oppression. Say thank you, Jesus. He says, then shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror. For it shall not come near you. Say, it's not coming near me. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall by your sake. Behold, I have created the smith and the blower and the coals and the fire, and bringeth forth instrument for his work. He says, I've created the waster to destroy. No weapon. Say no weapon. But no weapon. It doesn't matter what kind of weapon. You can have whatever mass weapon of destruction that you got. Hallelujah. WMD, right? Yeah. You can have no matter what it is. Amen. I don't ask for it to come on, but if it does come, because there's unexpected things that we go through in life. But I'm here to tell you, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All enemies that rise up against me shall fall. Hallelujah. All enemies. Say all enemies. All enemies, hallelujah, that rise up against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage. This my heritage of the servant of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Their righteousness is of me. This ain't about you. It's what I'm doing within you. Amen. He says, ho, everyone that thirsty for water, and he, there's something there that if you begin to be thirsty, you begin to be hungry. Something within us begin to rise up. Come and buy. Eat from me. Buy wine and milk and honey and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which doesn't satisfy your heart? Hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in its fatness. Say fatness. I like the word. I like the word fatness. Tonight, amen. We're going to break something tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're breaking something tonight. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. If you don't know what's coming, there's something coming. I want you to hear this. There's a fatness. Hallelujah. That breaks something. And that fatness speaks of anointing. Say anointing. There's an anointing that begins to rise up within you. Hallelujah. That causes you to become fat. Hallelujah. Not in a bad way, but you begin to be enlarged and begin to enlarge your tents. Amen. Come on. The pastor told me to get fat. I'm telling you, get fat in the anointing. Amen. Amen. That something begins to happen in you. Amen. I want you to see this. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I feel it. Amen. Isaiah, satisfy thee. He says, but delight it in thy soul. It's going to delight you. There's an anointing. Isaiah 10. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10. He says, is that it? Isaiah 10:27. I'm giving you God's words, not mine. He says, and it shall come to pass. I want you to remember, it came to pass. The flesh tried to devastate David and his men, his family. They took their whole families. They burned down the cities. This is a man of God. See, the enemy would make you think, how come you couldn't see this coming? Try to make you think that maybe you missed something. Maybe it was something that you did. I want you to hear this tonight. And it says, and it shall come to pass in the day, he says, that his burden shall be taken away. He says, from off your shoulders, say off my shoulders. There's some things that get heavy upon you, amen, that are heavy upon your shoulders. And he says, and his yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It's destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. That anointing begins to break. Hallelujah. When you begin to let the anointing rise up within you and you become fat. That listen, what a yoke is, a yoke tries to get you to go to the right and go to the left. The enemy will use it, come on, to hold you captive. Come on, he will do it in so many different ways. Sometimes I want you to know it's not just with addiction. Come on, I want you to see this, amen, that it's not just with addiction, but sometimes it's your own flesh, amen, that gets in the way, that holds you back because you're stubborn, because you might have done it this way long enough that I don't want to do it any other way. I want you to know that that doesn't break yokes, hallelujah, but the anointing of God in a humble way begins to shake things, begins to loose things. But this anointing was upon the neck. And what that is, the enemy wants to try to separate you from your head. See, he wants to separate the body from the head. He wants to get control of the body. But if we recognize that as I'm fattened with anointing, my neck starts growing. And that thing that's on the outside begins to break. Because of what's on the inside. Begins to break things. I want you to understand something. Hallelujah. There's some things that we try to do on our own. And there's some blessings that I don't care how many times you get prayed over. I want you to know that it's going to come by the anointing within you. Hallelujah. That'll break that. There's some things that you just can't do. You can't get to that place. But I'm telling you, as men and women of God, God wants us to get to a place where that there's breaking off and yokes that try to hold us down, try to oppress you, try to gain control of your life, that they break off by the anointing that's within you. Amen. I wrote some of these things down. I want you to hear this. I got to read these. We're going to have to do a part three. I didn't even get into my part. This is an individual anointing. But I felt that God wants to talk to you about a corporate anointing. Amen. Oh, my Lord. I feel this. A yoke is something that places the destiny of a man in the hands of the enemy. Prisoners can't eat what they want, or they can't go where they want to. When you've got a yoke upon you, you can't go where you want to. You can't even eat what you want to. You get what's given to you. Yokes limit growth, promotion, fulfillment, and breakthrough. The symptoms of them are this: when you are enduring life instead of enjoying it. I'm going to say it again. When you're enduring life I'm giving you something that's real, that can be achieved here and now, not just in heaven. I mean right here. Jesus says, I've come here now to give you life and life more abundantly. Now, say now. Right now. I'm here to tell you, heaven does not need my anointing. The earth does. There's nobody sick in heaven. Ain't nobody blind in heaven. There ain't no lame in heaven. Hallelujah. There's no yokes in heaven, but there are in the earth. Hallelujah. I have been made a king and a priest, amen, to rule and reign on the earth. He has set us here as kings and priests in His name. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that we are kings and priests unto God, amen, to bring forth in the midst of the earth His glory, the weight of His anointing in the earth. Hallelujah. That it be poured out to those that are hurting, that there be an overflowing of what God is within you, that it begins to pour out, not just for me. We've went to church long enough and I've taken in enough. It's time for overflowing. Hallelujah. It's time for what's in you. Hallelujah. To overflow to your neighbor, to your sons, to your daughters, to those that are sick, those that are broken, those that have been no hope, those that haven't got in, those that are in the graves, that you're to speak life to them. You're to overflow an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God wants to pour it on you. I'm telling you, God wants to pour it on us. He says, and when you're marking time instead of making time. Instead of you're marking time instead of making time. When instead of being an asset, you're a liability. Come on, we're not to be just liabilities in the church, hallelujah. But we're here to be assets. Come on, amen. I'm here to compliment you. Hallelujah. I'm here to compliment you. Amen. I'm here to give you what you lack, to bless you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to lift up your arms. Hallelujah. Amen. To speak into your life. You're to speak into my life. You're to tell me, thanks, Pastor. I appreciate that. You know, that goes a long ways. Come on. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. What you say to me touches my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because sometimes, listen, I don't give the enemy any ear. Amen. But sometimes, hallelujah, when you're doing what you do, I work a full-time 40, 50 hours a week. Sometimes you get weary in my flesh. I want you to know my spirit's roaring, but sometimes my flesh. And when some of the sheep begin to tell you, thank you, hallelujah, I appreciate you, amen. You mean the world to me, hallelujah. Causes me to get back up again, get into the Word, hallelujah, and say, I'm going to give them something more, hallelujah. I'm going to pour back out of what I got. You feel like you ain't got nothing, but when someone speaks back in your life, you pour some oil back in you. You pour some anointing back in you, brother. It says, and when you're resting, time is wrestling time. Instead of resting, wrestling. The enemy wants to wrestle with you. You know what Jesus did? He never wrestled with the devil. He just says, get behind me. And he walked on by. He says, I'm here to make time. Get out of my way. Get behind me, Satan. Because you're blocking my view of my Father. You're blocking the view of who He is in me. Because I need to see who He is so I know who I am. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to do. Amen. He wants to work something out of you. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Hallelujah. 5-14. This is all the further we're probably going to get. I didn't even get out of the last week's message yet. Sorry.
He does what He does. Amen. Is it such? He says, behold, that you fast for strife and be debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness, wrestling with flesh and blood. He says, you will not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high, trying to make it happen on our own. He says, is it such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? It is to bow down his head as the bulrush and spread a sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call upon this fast an acceptable day of the Lord? I want you to hear what it's saying here. He's talking about a fast. That word fast. Listen, I want you to know that it's talking about a fast from the flesh. That God wants our flesh to dry up and blow away. That all that's left within me is spirit. Let the Spirit of God rise and His enemies scatter like the wind. As God arises, I want you to hear this. That word fast means repent, means change your ways, do a 180. Stop looking at what you've been looking at before. Start looking at Him. Listen, I was reading that thing. I got to read it to you. Is that all right? I got to read this to you. We're in green, aren't we? I don't know. It's always changing. What's next? What comes after green? What's that? Yeah, but what comes after green? Christmas. I want you to hear this. Listen. Come on, don't get me off track here. Green phase. Say green phase. God wants to change His people's view on things. He wants us to look. Oh. I see in my spirit what God wants to do in His church. I see it, man. And sometimes when things don't always go the way that I want them to go right away, I'm going to endure till I see it. And that's a oneness and a unity. Come on, it's like the cluster grapes. Amen. Oh, but the green phase says this. It says this, that we're not to return. This is one of the things. Not to return to the way things were. As I was reading this, I felt the Spirit of God begin to move in me. Begin to speak to my heart. He says, I want that too. I want you not to return back to church the way you left it. Everybody changing. Hallelujah. He said, Chris, I don't want you to return, hallelujah, the way you left. This is the government telling me what God wants them to tell me. Woo, hallelujah. Listen, he says, but changing behavior, he says the way things were, but changing behaviors for a new normal. Personal responsibility, use good judgment. I hear you. Come on. I hear you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know something. If you're a disciple of Christ, say y'all. There's no such thing as normal. There's no such thing as normal. I've never been this way before. Hallelujah. I've never walked on the waters. Amen. That's what Peter said. I've never been here before. But God, Lord, if as your word says it, I'm going to walk on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatsoever you say, there is no normal. The way you left it, I want you to don't look at it the same anymore. Hey, I want you to come back different. Amen. I want you to come looking different. Amen. I want you to, this is a new phase. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a new phase we're in. Hallelujah. And it's the green phase. Green means go. Tell someone go. Don't stop. Don't hesitate. Because David was asking the Lord. He says, what shall we do? And he says, go pursue because you're going to overtake. Hallelujah. That you're done being overtaken. taken, but we're going to overtake, hallelujah, that which has been taken, hallelujah. Say it's a new day. He says, surely. He says, neither. I don't know where I'm at. Hang on. I'm going to find it somewhere. It's one of these scriptures. Listen. He says, and is not this a fast? He says that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heaviness. If you turn, if you do a 180, if you face me, come on, amen. He says, I'm going to give you a new norm. Amen. He says, the heavy burdens, and let the oppressed go free, and that you broke every yoke. Amen. Say, broke every yoke. Amen. He says that we got to give it to God. Amen. Quit holding on to it. Amen. But you got to give it to God. Amen. Somebody offends you. Amen. You got to give it to God. Amen. Turn the other cheek. Amen. Give it to God. Say, give it to God. Come on. I'm going to give it to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to God. And listen. So he says this, and he begins to declare this to them. He said to them, he says, let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Jesus says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, it is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that bring forth the poor, that you cast out to thy house when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. Say, cover him. And that thou hide thyself from thine own flesh. He says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning star. Amen. He says, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and the righteousness shall go forth to thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be risen. Your rear reward, say rear reward. Come on, amen. The glory of God will follow you. Amen. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Then shalt thou call on the Lord, and he'll answer. And he shall cry, and he shall say, here I am, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of thy finger and speaking vanity. And if you draw out thy soul to hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, if you draw out of your hungerness and satisfy those that are hurting, God's doing something new. Amen. God's doing something right here, right now. New with me. He's not new in the earth. God does nothing new to God. Amen. He says, and thou shalt call. He says, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then thou shalt light rise up in obscurity, and darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Say drought. Soul speaks to your mind. He'll satisfy your soul, your mind, in drought. Say in the dry seasons. The unexpected. But he said this. He says, and he'll make your bones fat with anointing. He says, hang on. Jeez, I'm losing my place. He says, and thou shalt be like the watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Out of your bellies will flow wells of living water. He says, and they shall thou be the build the old waste places. Come on up, Tim. He says, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called. I gotta hear this. Listen. We will be with the anointing that's within us. A generational anointing. God's generational. What God's doing is not just for today, but it's for those young ones in tomorrow. It's worth it, saints. God's doing something within us, that I leave something with them eternal. That I press them to go farther than I ever can go. I cause them to run after Jesus and say nothing else. I cause something within them that God wants us to look and generational. Hallelujah. Say generational. That we're not just going to be a generation about us. Hallelujah. But we're going to be a generation. He says, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the past to dwell in it. He says, and if thou shalt turn from the Sabbath, say Sabbath. That means Jesus. He is the day of rest. I don't worship a day, but I worship a person. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that if I find my rest in Him, hallelujah, He begins to work for me in things that I couldn't do on my own. He says, from the day, the pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and holy, and say nothing else. And He says, and honorable, and thou shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking my own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee on the heritage of Jacob and the Father. For the mouth of the Lord, He has spoken it. I'm here to tell you, my God's not a liar. Hallelujah. I'm here, hallelujah, to take hold of what my God said. Would you stand to your feet? Will you come in agreement with me right here tonight? Hallelujah. That the yokes of burdens be broken off us because of the anointing that's within us. Hallelujah. That there's anointing within you. Tell your neighbor there's an anointing. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this scripture. As we close, Randy didn't even get a chance to write it down. I'm trying to remember what it is. Hosea 10. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Sow to yourself righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow grounds. For it is time. Say it, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time. Tell your neighbor it's time. Hallelujah. It's time. The green light's on. God said go. Hallelujah. You're anointed for this. I've already anointed you. I've equipped you. Hallelujah. I've called you by name. Amen. Do you got a birthday? Hallelujah. Do you got a birthday the day that Jesus Christ, you've received Him in your life? Hallelujah. You got a calling in your life. If you never received Jesus, I want you not to leave here without receiving Him as your Savior, because your life will never be the same again. I want you to know this Savior that came into my life, hallelujah. I want you to know that I gave Him all that I had, and He gave me all that He had, and it's life and life more abundantly, hallelujah. It's blessing, it's mercy, it's grace, it's power, it's might, hallelujah. That's what He's given me. He's given me a new name. He's called me righteous through Jesus Christ. I'm right with the Father. He's made me come to a place that I can come and call upon the name of the Lord because of what He did. I honor that. I don't take it lightly. I pray that each one of us don't take it. Don't so lightly, but so big. So big. Hallelujah. Give your life to God. You can't outgive God. I can't outgive God. I can't outgive God. God wants to bless you. I want you to know, the more that I know Him, the more that I realize how much He loves me and what I mean to Him. I'm desperate for all those that don't know Him, that are hopeless, to know the God that I know. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. Pray to God, Lord, that we walk in this. Pray to God, Lord, that we begin to move in it, God. There's no... Right here, right now, God, Lord, we release whatever has tried to bind us, has tried to loose us. Pray to God, Lord, that anointing as we wait upon You, as we encourage ourselves in You, as we seek You and get a new view, hallelujah, we begin to look away from things of the flesh. We begin to let You begin to work a new thing within us, hallelujah. We begin to let You, hallelujah, begin to give You the reins. Begin to give You control, God. Begin to say, go, God, go, hallelujah. Work in my life. You're battling right here, right now. I don't want you to pick it back up again. Neither does God. I feel that God's just waiting for you to let go. So tonight, I just say tonight, I'm going to let go, God. Come on, say it with me. I'm going to let go, God. Whatever hurt, whatever those things were in the past,
They hold me back. They keep a yoke upon me. But I'm to be free. I'm to be free. I've been given a license to drive. I've been given the keys to drive with the anointing you placed within me. Here and tonight, I hear the Lord saying, stop waiting at the bus stop. I've given you a car with keys. Hallelujah. I've given you authority to drive. Hallelujah. Go drive right now in Jesus' name. Go drive. Use the anointing that's within you. Hallelujah. Use the anointing within you. Go sow. I want you to hear this right now. I felt that God was saying, sow now. Begin to speak into those ones that you felt like you've said enough. You've said it. You've told them about Jesus. Go talk to them now. Go sow again. Hallelujah. Because the Father's bringing in a harvest. He's bringing in a harvest to the house. Not just this house, but all the houses. I'm here to tell you, He's bringing in a harvest in you, hallelujah. You begin to sow, hallelujah. Begin to sow and bless those ones. Speak into their lives. Well, I have nothing to give. Stop it. Stop waiting at the bus stop. You got the keys. Drive the car. Speak into lives. Lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on them. But I'm still sick. Go pray for them. I'm dealing with sickness. Go pray for them. Go pray for them. There was a man diagnosed with cancer. He was a preacher. And he walked into the doctor's office. Doctor says, I got bad news. He says, you got less than four days to live. He says, but Pat, sir, this might not be the right English language. He says, but I are healed. I'm going to say it again. The Bible says that you are healed. He says, I are healed. And he walked out of the room. He was 6'7", bald because of the cancer, thin as a rail. And he walked out that door with hope. Death was knocking at his door. But he walked out that room as he stood there. God says, I'm going to give you a word. And he stood outside that hospital. And 2 minutes later, a car drove up. True story. Car drove up. Drove past him. He says, well, that ain't the word. And the guy put it in reverse and backed up. He said, are you so-and-so? He says, yes, I am. He said, God told me to tell you this. You're healed in Jesus' name. Here's what he did. He didn't wait at the bus stop. He took the keys and he went back into the hospital. He began to pray for those in the sick. And they began to get up. They began to recover. This is the truth. This is the glory of God. God wants you to walk. He's no different than you. He wants you to walk in the authority and anointing. Hallelujah. Go lay hands on. He emptied out the hospital. They left that day. Because of the anointing. Because of what God said. That's what God wants us to walk in. Stop waiting at the bus stop. You got the keys. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. God's knocking on the door. Open your hearts and let Him in. In Jesus' name. Thank you.